Good afternoon, it's 5:06 and 86 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers. The Kentucky Department of Agriculture is speaking out against the controversial Delta 8 THC. Kentucky superintendents received clarification on the use of American Rescue Plan funds this week. School and government officials are considering the possible need for another mask mandate. Some schools are giving away supplies for the fall. Meanwhile, the State Department of Health has released its school guidelines for fall. A Kentucky U.S. representative is calling for an extension of the new child tax credit. A 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low around 69. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. After some controversy surrounding the substance, the Kentucky Department of Agriculture has issued a statement regarding Delta 8 THC. The Kentucky Hemp Association is seeking an injunction against the state after two Moorhead businesses were raided by Kentucky State Police last month. A release from the association says the stores had their Delta 8 inventory seized, along with money and store surveillance equipment, as well as charging store employees with trafficking. Many find the chemical to be in a legal gray area, but Kentucky's Department of Agriculture does not see it that way. The 2018 United States Farm Bill did legalize hemp production for plants containing less than 0.3% Delta 9 THC. That's the form of the drug found in marijuana. Sean Southard with the department says a stipulation of that legislation was showing how hemp was different from marijuana in not containing a psychoactive substance.
And now some want to argue that lawmakers accidentally legalized an intoxicating synthetic substance called Delta 8 THC. And it's important to note that this Delta 8 THC has been banned in many other states, including Colorado, a state known for having legal recreational marijuana. Colorado has banned Delta 8 THC products.
Southard adds the letter from the department that started the controversy was like others sent out to hemp license holders, saying it was a response to question asked within the fast-changing regulatory area. Kentucky superintendents and district finance officers received more information on requirements their districts must meet to receive the latest funding from the American Rescue Plan Elementary and Secondary School Emergency Relief Fund during a finance officer webcast on Thursday. In accordance with information from the U.S. Department of Education, each district also will be required to submit an ARP ESSER plan to KDE to review for completion and compliance within the ARP ESSER program by July 31st. Rowan County School District conducted a survey to find out what they felt were the best use of nearly $8 million in funding. Here's Assistant Superintendent Julia Hawkins.
Request that all teachers be vaccinated in school vaccination programs, which we have also gotten in place. Continue a virtual option for next year, which we also have in place. Bacteria killing lights inside of ventilation systems, EBT for all kids.
Districts also need to complete a spending plan and assurance document through the Grant Management Application and Planning System by August 31st. The KDE requirement that districts must complete to properly access and track their ARP ESSER funds. School and government officials across the country are mulling the return of limited mask mandates as cases of COVID-19 see a resurgence. Public talk of reinstituting mask mandates is still mostly confined to press conferences where the question is raised by reporters, but there are hints that facial covering rules could make a comeback. This week, Jefferson County Public Schools started requiring masks for unvaccinated students and staff in line with the latest CDC guidelines. As for a broader mask mandate, University of Kentucky Healthcare Chief Medical Officer for Inpatient and Emergency Services Dr. Ashley Montgomery Yates and UK virologist Dr. Becky Dutch say a lot depends on infection trends and vaccination rates.
And I think if the case numbers continue to rise, then that would be what would need to happen in order to protect everybody. I would think that if the numbers get high enough, that could happen here again, yes.
Hopefully we'll get enough people vaccinated. We won't need that, but yeah. We keep pushing.
For now, state officials aren't suggesting any new mandates, though unvaccinated Kentuckians are being encouraged to wear masks indoors or with groups of people. Some schools across the state are giving students their school supplies for free. WMKY's Shamari Mosley has the story.
In addition to the pandemic, many families in the region were impacted by flooding at the beginning of 2021. Family resource officers in Estill and Scott County school districts are helping them pick up the pieces by checking off their supplies list. The districts are buying all of the items online in bulk. According to WIMT, the supplies are funded by the federal relief funds provided during COVID-19. Students will pick up their packets on the first day of school. Several districts announced they won't provide backpacks unless they're specifically requested. For WMKY News, I'm Shamari Mosley.
The Kentucky Department for Public Health has released its guidance for K-12 schools for the 21-22 school year. They did so yesterday. The guidance says schools should implement layered prevention strategies to protect people who are not vaccinated. It says school administrators and local health officials should select appropriate strategies within each community. The recommended strategies from the Kentucky Department for Public Health include promoting and offering vaccines to students, teachers, staff, and family members, recommending masks for those who are unvaccinated, physical distancing, screening test, improved ventilation, hand washing, isolation of sick individuals, quarantine, and contact tracing, and cleaning and disinfecting. Kentucky's lone Democratic representative is pushing for an extension of the new child tax credit. Around 46,000 Kentucky families are expected to benefit from the extra $300 a month put forth under the American Rescue Plan, but that benefit will only help benefits for the next year. Critics believe the added cost of the national debt for extending it is too much, but Representative John Yarmuth tells Spectrum News that's not how he sees things.
I believe that a nation that has a sovereign currency, as we do, that issues all the money that is in circulation in the country, can afford to spend the money to help our citizens in this very dramatic way.
Those who have filed a tax return within the past 2 years automatically qualify for the benefit. Those who didn't are still eligible but must apply at childtaxcredit.gov. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, celebrating 100 years of business in 2021. Ruth Hunt's long-term success is proven by using fine ingredients and traditional methods in making their confections. Ruth Hunt is Kentucky proud with traditional candies, Woodford Reserve bourbon balls, and Blue Mondays, sweetening the distance between you and your loved ones. Ruth Hunt Candies in Mount Sterling, Lexington, and anytime online at RuthHuntCandy.com.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits has reached its lowest level since the pandemic struck last year, further evidence that the U.S. economy and job market are quickly rebounding from the pandemic recession. Thursday's report from the Labor Department showed that jobless claims fell by 26,000 last week to 360,000. The weekly tally, a proxy for layoffs, has fallen more or less steadily since topping 900,000 in early January. The U.S. recovery from the recession is proceeding so quickly that many forecasters have predicted that the economy will expand this year by roughly 7%. That would be the most robust calendar year growth since 1984. The supply of potential hires is being held back by a variety of factors. Many Americans still have health concerns about working around large numbers of people. Many people, mostly women, are no longer working or looking for work because they had to care for children when school and daycare centers shut down. Roughly 2.6 million older workers took advantage of enlarged stock portfolios and home values to retire early. A new report says the cleanup and reclaiming of coal mines in seven Appalachian states will cost billions of dollars. The report by the environmental group Appalachian Voices says Kentucky and West Virginia have the largest bills coming due. Total reclamation liability for the two states is between $4.1 and $5.8 billion. According to WSAZ, less than half of that is currently covered with existing bonds. Reclamation of coal sites typically include improving the environment and reversing the damages of surface and underground mining. Law enforcement officers need to be ready for whatever they may encounter. To prepare officers for potential situations, the Hazard Police Department received a response to resistance training simulator. Deputy Chief James East tells WIMT officers have to take into consideration why they are being called to a scene.
Training that they received both in the academy and through this response to resistance simulator gives us real life scenarios of what to deal with and how to deal with it.
The simulator was provided by the Kentucky League of Cities and will be provided throughout the month of July. New rules on needle exchange programs in West Virginia can now move forward after a federal judge's ruling. U.S. District Judge Robert Chambers on Thursday denied the plaintiff's request for an injunction on Senate Bill 334. That bill requires needle exchange programs in the state to obtain a license to operate. Every organization must offer HIV and STD screening, long-term birth control, and drug abuse treatment at every visit. The new law also says the only way to get a new needle is to return an old one. Critics of the bill call it a roadblock for health advocates and believe the recent increase in HIV cases will only get worse. A former Louisville Metro Police Department officer who resigned over sexual abuse allegations is in trouble again. This time, police say he beat the mother of his child. An arrest report for Robert Neff said he repeatedly kicked the woman in the back seat of her car. She said he finally stopped after she told him the baby could get hurt. According to Wave 3 News, after the attack spilled into the home, the victim was able to message a friend to call for help from a computer. Neff is charged with first and fourth degree assault and intimidating a witness in a legal process. Neff resigned from LMPD after he was accused of tying up a gas station employee and sexually assaulting her while on shift. Operations to dislodge a grounded riverboat in Lake Barkley in Kentucky are scheduled to begin today, according to the U.S. Coast Guard. American Jazz, with 120 passengers and 54 crew members, became stuck on a sandbar last week while on a seven-night cruise between Memphis and Nashville. That's according to its operator, American Cruise Lines. The passengers were moved off the ship and transported to Nashville Hotel July 9th. The boat was not damaged. American Cruise Lines said Sunday that some crew members would begin to disembark while others remain on board. A safety zone remains in effect from mile marker 61.5 to mile marker 63.5 on the Cumberland River as crews work to unground the vessel. Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tonight, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies with a low around 69. Tomorrow, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, it's a high near 80 degrees. Saturday night, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with a low around 68. And for your Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and then showers likely with possible thunderstorms in the afternoon hours, mostly cloudy skies with a high near 80 degrees. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Jonathan Burton, Keneally Roberts, Hallie Adams, Shamari Mosley, Ethan Jenkins, Cassidy Stearman, and WUKY's Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. Now back to All Things Considered.